may be softening. The Labor Department says unemployment claims for the week ending May 4th rose by 22,000 to 231,000. Last week's claims were the most since the final week of August 2023. A federal appeals court has ruled that Hunter Biden's case on firearms charges should move forward. Today's ruling sets the stage for the trial to begin next month in Delaware. An overwhelming defeat in the House for Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who tried and failed to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. The Dow had 322 points, the NASDAQ adding 37. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who'll show up.
In a new scripted Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, distill something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
What can we do about the weather that would be different?
Do it live!
You're right, Bill O'Reilly. We're going to do it live because we have Rich Thomas on the line. Good afternoon.
Hey. How are you?
I had lunch with the governor today.
I know, I heard.
What
a day you had at Maxwell Air Force Base.
It was...
Gathering of Eagles? Yes?
It was amazing.
Wow.
So amazing. I need a Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, it took his breath away.
And I want to thank you because I was worried with all the VIPs, which is not me, but all the and the heroes that were gathering today that they might be doing in this horrendous weather. You kept that away, which is great. But we're not done with this, are we?
No, we're not. As a matter of fact, we had a tornado. Most of us were under a tornado watch all day long, starting at 8:50 this morning. And some towns got nothing at all. Some towns got quite a show today.
Yeah.
And fortunately, Alabama made it out relatively mild as far as, you know, it looks like most of the warnings, tornado warnings and drama were over in Georgia and South Carolina and today. So we did have a few warnings here in Alabama, and so everybody says, so it's over. No, unfortunately, it's not. The tornado watch has been lifted, but we have a few hours of respite before round two. Round two is a, first of all, we have a front that's parked right over us, and riding along that front, and by the way, if you go outside, you know how humid it is. My good gosh, it's air you can wear. So the atmosphere is primed, and by the fact that we didn't have some towns didn't have any rainfall at all, the atmosphere is ready for action. And there will be a complex of storms. It's currently in Texas. Believe it or not, in Texas, will race to the east as we go through the evening and nighttime hours tonight. And by the wee hours of the morning, and that's always a bad thing, it will be, you know, on top of us here with a relatively minor tornado threat, but more of a significant potential damaging wind threat, 70-75 miles per hour. You may have heard the word derecho before.
Yes.
Derecho is a complex of storms, strong storms that stays together for many, many miles over multiple states for several hours and does significant damage. And this may be something like a derecho situation. Whoa. As we get into the overnight hours tonight. So, you know, maybe not a tornado. I mean, a tornado can't be ruled out. But, hey, if it does significant damage, it doesn't matter if it's a tornado or what it is.
Yeah, I remember there was one of those in the Midwest, Iowa, I think it was. And the video from that was stunning.
Well, that one in Iowa you're talking about, which happened in the month of August, was a couple of years ago. Was had winds of 120 miles an hour. Oh my gosh, almost a Category 3 hurricane.
Yeah.
So and did like you said, significant damage. So we could have another big deal event. We hate these when they happen in the overnight hours, when they happen in the wee hours in the morning. But make sure you have ways of getting the warning. For instance, our weather app. You may have heard my voice this morning coming out of your phone saying you are under a tornado watch. But if you sleep through that, maybe you have a weather radio. I hope you do, because it's important. Smoke alarm. Weather radio will wake you up just like a smoke alarm would and alert you to the severe weather. Do not depend on tornado sirens. In fact, the tornado sirens won't go off in this situation. If it's just a damaging wind straight line situation, they go off for a tornado warning. So, in other words, we could have a severe weather event and no sirens tonight. And people will say, why didn't the sirens go off? Because there was no tornado warning. And we never depend on the sirens. They're for people who are outside. They're not to be depended on. So there you go. Another event, round two of this situation.
When do we expect this again?
Cool front that'll bring a big change of climate. I mean, you go outside right now, like I said, it's so humid and so very, very warm. It's summer-like right now.
Yeah.
But we're going to be in the 50s by Friday night, and a nice Mother's Day weekend ahead. Timing is everything.
Yay.
Can you reiterate once more approximate time and we can start to see the you-know-what hit the fan?
Yeah, you know, so, again, I don't want to dwell on times because they could change, but generally I think a little after midnight the storms enter West Alabama, maybe towards 1 a.m.-ish, and then move on eastward, and maybe reaching Selma towards 3 a.m., and maybe reaching, maybe right on top of the river region at 5 a.m. One model says 4 a.m. You get the idea. Wee hours of the morning, so we have to be weather aware, and we're used to that in this part of the country, and certainly we'll be on top of the action as well. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather.
Now, you know, I got a ribeye to grill for your breakfast tomorrow morning. I don't want to be out in howling winds and vicious lightning cooking that. You got to hold it off a little while.
Well, yeah, that is a problem. Fortunately, with the weather app, you're able to see not only where the storms are now, but where they're going to be. So that'll help. We'll be texting in the morning. I'll probably be at the office, of course, at a ridiculous hour tomorrow morning. So I'm going to try to get a little sleep before round two in the middle of the night.
All right. I'll make sure that you're well fed, sir.
I appreciate that. And have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
Bye.
All right, yeah, it was a little dicey there this morning, but it looked to me like a lot of the worst of the weather stayed south. But we're not quite through this yet, and then we have some really great weather on the other side of it, so we're looking forward to that. At 2:30, why do I always say that? At 3:30, we will talk to Mark Robert, and in a moment we're going to kind of pay tribute to the heroes. I had the privilege of enjoying a fantastic lunch with, was actually at Wind Lakes, the Gathering of Eagles event, where real heroes who made unbelievable sacrifices, who put their lives on the line for us, were honored. And it was absolutely incredible. Happy to say, too, that we had a lot of News Talk 93.1 FM listeners there, which also felt real nice.
Yeah.
All right, we're at 312.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Kind of sick mind.
Hello, handsome!
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For the Eagles, active and retired. I was so proud to be a part of that event today. Thank you.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men.
Who died, who gave that right to me.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, especially on Thursday. We've got Mark Robert joining us from America's Untold Stories at 3:30 and at 4 to 5. The Idiocracy with David Blackman.
And here they are.
To make sure everything goes well and I behave, we also have Rosie Brock.
Please clap.
Well.
Poor Jeb. He needs vitamins.
So do I. I need something. I need a shot in the... I need something. Maybe a kick in the butt. Biden to withhold weapons if IDF invades Rafah. That's right. Make sure you're on the side of the anti-Semitics there, Joe, you jack-off. Why do we have such an a-hole for a president? God, the lies, the stories. He wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up his butt and jumped off the tip of his tongue. Every day it's another fairy tale. He is the Aesop of modern times. With uncles eaten by cannibals and driving trucks, he wouldn't know what... I get mad about it. It's just pathetic.
Inheriting 9% inflation. Yeah.
All he does is lie.
Yeah.
And you deranged, you mental patients who hate Donald Trump, you don't even know why. Maybe because you were told. It's like I put in my magazine column last month. Who are your influencers? Did they bully you into hating Donald Trump and thinking Joe Biden was a better alternative? You're paying through the nose for it. You are. And it's sad. I didn't think I had enough energy in me to get that riled up. Oh, by the way, wonderful, wonderful crowd at Baumhauer's last night.
Yeah.
We had not only a full table, the long table was full, but we had some booths. And I met, over the course of the evening, six different people at the bar. And another table on the other side, they didn't want to be part of the group, but they wanted to say hello. I met some really... And Gabby, I hope you're listening, buddy. That was a lot of fun chatting with you. It's great to get the feedback. We welcome the feedback, especially when it's mostly nice.
And Jane Clark had a birthday yesterday.
Jane Clark had a birthday.
Yes.
Who was the nice woman that was in our lobby when I came in? Picking up a prize.
Oh, Debbie Kaczynski.
Debbie. I walked in, she said, you know, I've been with you almost this whole time. And she was picking up a Seafood Bistro gift card. I just happened to have an extra Baumhauer's gift card on me. I said, anybody that's been with me that long deserves a little more. So,
she was thrilled.
It's just nice to thank people. Yep. And we gave away some gift cards last night, too.
Yes.
And our buddy Mark won one. We're going to be doing that on Wednesday nights at Baumhauer's, giving away some gift cards to the folks. No purchase necessary, but if you're there, you can put your name in the drawing. 3:20 already, so we always have to run this hour a little bit differently because we have Mark for 20 minutes, and I like to do that uninterrupted with commercial breaks. So before we take our first look at the roads with Skipper this afternoon, again, my thanks to Adams Drugs before... last week, I'm still amazed. I mean, I shouldn't be, but I am, that such a product was available on an over-the-counter basis because I had a miserable eye condition. I think it was on Tuesday last week. My eye was so raw, so runny, I literally had to hold the lid down, even driving to work that morning, because it, you know how it is. It's you're not going to die. It's not one of those kind of things, but it's just makes you miserable everywhere.
Irritant.
Got through the show and went straight to my Adams Drugs location on Copperfield. That's also where they make the butt paste, and everybody should have butt paste. If it can cure diaper rash, it can do great things for your skin no matter what the situation. And the pharmacist came out from behind the counter and walked me over to the various options for eye drops and said, we've got this one, you can do it once a day or twice. And as bad as it was, I thought I'd better do two. It was cleared and pretty much gone by the end of the day. But I've still been doing it because it's got this... I don't have it with me. I keep it in a place where I'm not going to forget to use it. But it's rejuvenating for the whole eye because it gets rid of the, you know, the red, the raw. It feels amazing. Because the pharmacist thought it was important enough, not because it was me, just because I'm a customer, and that's how they treat all their customers. It's great. It's amazing in these times that 12 Adams Drugs locations are staffed with such consistently incredible people. Many of you have been compelled to pick a new pharmacy because your national chain folded up on you. Go local. 75 cents of every dollar you spend with Adams Drugs stays in our economy. I think that's worth pointing out. So you can go to adamsdrugs.net, pick out the one nearest you. 4F Health Clinics, by the way, and all your over-the-counter needs. Not a lot of distractions. It's all about your health. Vitamin programs, they can coordinate your prescriptions so you don't have to pick them up one day a month. Again, adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. Who is this online one?
E. Alfred.
E. Alfred. Hello, E.
Hello.
Hi.
I thought you might need this. If you feel offended, just stick your head in a barrel full of shaving cream.
Shaving cream. Well, we'll try it. You want me to play that later?
Sure. Yes, please.
Okay, we'll get some shaving cream on for you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. Let's get our first look at the roads with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Looking a few moments ago, we're seeing a lot of traffic on I-65 north and southbound out of the interchange in Montgomery and 85 northbound out of downtown. Pretty busy all the way out to East Boulevard and on to Taylor and Chantilly. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic flow, no problems. Prattville, Millbrook, which I've got the moment. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A constitutional amendment which would allow Alabama voters to decide on a lottery and casinos remains in limbo as lawmakers wrap up the 2024 legislative session today. With the Senate in a stalemate to begin the last day of the session, passage of the gambling bill is an extreme long shot. Mayor Stephen Reed did not attend Tuesday night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Councilwoman Julie Turner Beard introduced a resolution that would allow Montgomery Police to work with other law enforcement agencies until the department is able to hire more officers. The resolution failed to pass. A federal judge has ruled that lawsuits can proceed against Alabama's Attorney General over threats to prosecute people who help women travel to another state to terminate pregnancies. Alabama bans abortions at any stage of pregnancy. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Are you thinking of selling your home but not sure where to start? I'm Hannah Grantham, and alongside my partner, Eddie Bader, we're your real estate professionals at Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
Selling your home can seem daunting, but with us by your side, it's a breeze. We're here to guide you through every step, ensuring your home reaches its full market potential.
Professional photos, captivating listing descriptions, and our vast network means your home sells fast and for the best price.
Give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358, and let's get your home listed and sold.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help, stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working. To date, we've helped over 40,000 families achieve timeshare freedom. Give me a call. I guarantee, if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free exit info kit. 800-420-2255. 800-420-2255. 800-420-2255.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through May the 14th. USDA Western Style Ribs, $1.41 a pound. USDA Chuck Roast, only $4.97 a pound. Get a gallon of Surefine Milk, $3.99. Surefine Large Eggs, $2.98 a dozen. Assorted Flavors Bluebell Ice Cream, half gallon size, $5.35. The 10-pound bag USDA Chicken Leg Quarters, $5.90 each. And a 1-pound package of Kaneka Smoked Sausage, only $4.94. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center, in Prattville at 720 East Main, and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our threat of severe weather has not ended yet. In fact, our next round of severe storms may be a few hours away in the middle of the night. And I'm talking the wee hours of the morning with strong to severe storms with damaging wind gusts, maybe 70, 75 miles per hour in some cases. Not a strong tornado threat, but a significant damaging wind threat and maybe some large hail as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 69. Then much cooler air moves in. In fact, we'll be in the 50s by Friday night. Stay weather aware. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you hear the sound on YouTube, that means you're about to watch my favorite YouTube channel, one that is habit-forming, and we have one of the co-hosts from America's Untold Stories, the great, the best storyteller in America, Mark Robert, joining us. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
How's the weather down there?
Right now, it is like summer muggy. and we have a front that's hovering just north of us. It's going to bring us. Did you ever hear the term derecho?
No.
It's a very rare weather phenomenon where storms can line up and produce 120-mile-an-hour winds straight down.
Oh, wow.
They happen rarely. Last big one was in Iowa a few years ago, but our weather guy was just on the air talking about that possibility. But,
yeah.
Of course, it's coming in at 2 or 3 in the morning when everybody's dead to the world, and we're just hoping that people are aware that to be prepared. May have to take cover, because those things can do the kind of... That's the same thing as a Cat 3 hurricane.
Right.
Except you come straight down. So it's going to be nice and cool here for Mother's Day weekend. How about you?
Well, you know how it is. It's crazy California. Anything goes, my friend.
I got to tell you, it really pays to get a shout-out on America's Untold Stories, because last week, all of a sudden, I get messages popping up on Facebook. Hey, they just mentioned you on America's Untold Stories, and I was very happy to hear that. I watched that episode. And the thing I noticed most was how fast it ended, because I was seeing the fade. I was like, wait, where's the rest of the show? It goes by so quick.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we're going to be in Palm Beach next Saturday, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
For a meetup where we're giving Viva an award as the first annual Friend of America's Untold Stories Award. That's a Saturday night gathering. Tickets are selling out. They're on our site. I don't know if there's any left, but
yeah, there were only 9 last I checked.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
If my daughter had moved to New Orleans, I would have booked a trip down there for that. That would have been perfect, but she's in New Orleans. That's got to be your next stop.
Well, we'll see. We put on blinders and play pin the tail on the donkey using the United States map.
So a lot of thoughtful planning goes into these selections.
Absolutely no planning whatsoever.
I wanted to ask, now I always catch up to the show on Saturday, but when I pulled up yesterday's broadcast, this is all about the Zapruder film.
Well, we had a guest on who is the first guy who ever showed the Zapruder film, and that was on Geraldo's ABC nighttime show, where he showed it in 1975. Yeah, the legendary Robert Grodin.
And what kind of tidbit? Now, by the way, I want to reiterate to listeners, you know, I found America's Untold Stories. I was looking for fresh takes on JFK's assassination, because I will never believe the narrative. And I hit a gold mine. But the bigger gold mine with Mark and Eric on that show is the way they connect the dots from the deep state then, and it was deep, to what's happening today. And so, you know, history teaches us, and it repeats, and we're watching it in real time. So he was the guy
There's a movement afoot by the CIA to, just to sum it up for you, there's a movement afoot for a number of years to decertify the Zapruder film as being a fraud and a film that's been altered. Because if the CIA can plant doubts about the Zapruder film's authenticity, they can then do whatever they want with the film and the assassination. What they hadn't hoped or wished for was, and I say that sarcastically, was Abraham Zapruder filming the assassination in 26 seconds of film that they couldn't control. And what they've been trying to do in recent years is to suggest through either useful idiots or CIA personnel themselves that the film was altered on day one. And what Robert Grodin was on to explain to the audience was that it was not altered, and he was one of the first people to ever have a copy of it, having gotten it from Life magazine to blow it up to 35 when he worked at an optics house in New York, and Life magazine controlled the Zapruder film. So he stole a copy back in the day, and that copy was eventually the copy that he showed to the United States on the night in 1975 on Geraldo's show for the first time, some 15 years after it was shot.
I'm throwing this in just as a sidebar, Mark, but I worked for ABC-FM in 1973. It was my first on-air gig. I'd worked off the air. And Geraldo had just been hired by the network. And I'll be honest with you, the joke was, well, they wanted to hire Hispanic, you know, to check that box off. Even back then, they were making those decisions. So he toured all the radio stations, came by to say hello. He was a bit pompous, a bit of a blowhard. But he was picked to show that film to America. And I've seen the clip of that. What I want to know, since we're talking about this specifically, what happened to Abraham Zapruder once he made it known he thought he had video of the assassination?
Well, first of all, it wasn't video. It was 16-millimeter film.
I'm sorry.
And you had to split the film down the middle, up the middle, to cut it into two 8-millimeter segments to run it on an 8-millimeter projector. So he made copies of it immediately, and Dan Rather famously went in to see it being copied and famously came out and said the president was shot from behind and his head goes violently forward. That was a lie by Dan Rather as right. part of the deep state. He went on national television and said that the president's head went forward. Zapruder retained the film up into where the family, through a congressional action, received $16 million to purchase it from the family years later.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an act of Congress.
I seem to recall in one of the numerous recreations of the events of that day, and it's a more recent vintage, that Zapruder was treated in kind of a menacing fashion by one of the authorities, one of the agencies, Secret Service.
Well, they were toting shotguns and demanding the film from him, Greg. The FBI and Secret Service tried to shake him down and get the film out of his possession, but he was a very smart Jewish businessman who'd been in the shmata business in New York.
That's
and
right.
Had set up in the Dow Tech building. He owned a pretty large business in there involving garments. And he knew that he had gold.
Yes.
And he stayed with it through the entire process and gave them a copy and kept the original.
How about that? And by the way, I haven't heard the word shmata since I worked in South Florida.
Right. Well, he was in the shmata business, and he had vertigo. So when he stood on that pillar filming the motorcade, he had his secretary holding his legs so he wouldn't shake back and forth, which he does do periodically. The shaking you see in the film is him being wobbly up on that pillar, shooting it with his Bell & Howell crank 8-millimeter camera, and he almost fell over.
And he's passed away since, right?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just another interesting take on an event that continues to fascinate, and the longer I study it, the more it just blows my mind how many of the things I used to believe have turned out to be utter, as carnies would say, beazel schmeas, it not working. Mark, we'd love to follow you on Twitter, and by the way, if you want to do that, it's at Lord Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-Y.
Yeah.
And I'd like your take on the Stormy Daniels trial at this particular point.
I mean, you know, one has to wonder where this is going, Greg. Where is this going? You're talking about a woman. If he did have a fling with this woman, it happened 20 years ago. Right. I don't understand why it's relative to anything. I mean, I could sign a do not disclose agreement with you about anything I want on the earth.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. And he refuses the DA to reveal what the felony is.
It's such a clown show.
Well, it's a clown show that's got to end fairly soon. And the jury is going to go out, and it's not going to be such a clown show because there's 35 felony counts. And if they find him guilty on five of them, this judge is going to remand him to custody. And people can't get their mind around this idea. It boggles my mind that they believe the judge is going to go, oh, well, Mr. President, I'm just going to give you probation because I'm a nice guy all of a sudden.
No.
That's right, no. That's right. That's when they're going to wake up, when this guy says, bailiffs, remand the defendant to custody.
That, they may do that. I don't doubt that they would. If that's the way it works out, is there any chance this jury will acquit him on everything because of this clown
show?
Absolutely not.
No. Absolutely not.
Stormy Daniels says she's significantly more crazy now, admits to being the aggressor with Trump, and told a story to make some money. And even with that, they can still get him on these.
It doesn't matter. They're trying to deceive the jury and the American public into believing this is a trial about him and Stormy Daniels. It has nothing to do with him and Stormy Daniels.
In the meantime,
they want you to be sucked in, Greg, to discuss the salaciousness of what she is saying. It has nothing to do with what he's charged.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's what they want you to do. They want you to go, can you believe what she said about the... They're trying to absolutely wound his candidacy and his marriage. And his marriage.
Yeah.
That's how low these people are.
There is no dipstick to measure the lowness of these clowns. Meanwhile, the judge in the other New York case, today it comes out, he's under investigation for allegedly receiving unsolicited advice before fining Trump $454 million, which is a bad joke to begin with. Will anything come of that? This guy also is reporting he likes to hang out in gyms and
he's a pervert.
Yeah, he looks like
that. Well, I predict I was the only one among my legal YouTube peers who said nothing would happen to Fannie Willis, and you could look it up. Nothing has happened to Fannie Willis, despite every legal authority telling me that something would happen to her. Nothing's happened to her. And it's funny because now people are writing articles that Trump should get up and walk out of the courtroom. I think you heard it from me almost a month ago.
A month ago, yes.
Yeah. Now they're starting to, they see the show and then they write an article based on seeing the show. It's kind of old hat at this point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it with Mark Levin, his producers. I'm going to be on 2020 on ABC News in July about an article I did of this woman cop who killed her lover's girlfriend a bunch of years ago, LAPD female detective.
Mm-hmm.
I had covered it as a journalist. I was the last one to interview her. And I think she's been in prison for about 11 or 12 years for murder, and she's getting out on parole. So I have to do this little bit on 2020.
I can't wait for that. Let us know when that's going to run.
Yeah, I think it's in June or July. Not really sure. They're coming out here to...
Well, I also saw you in a headline last week about your recommendation that Trump should just get the hell out of New York and never go back.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's obvious to me he should also get out of that courtroom or not, if the jury goes out, not come back for sentencing. That's what I'd recommend. You could sit there the whole time and not worry about it. Although, the guy might get him on a gag order violation at any time, so... I don't know if the judge has the cojones to do that, but he's certainly been handpicked to incarcerate Trump. The other cases, as you know, are all on hold or postponed or something's going on with the other cases. This is the only one that has criminal jail retribution attached to it, Greg.
Mm-hmm. I love watching your Twitter feed. The one story that caught my attention was the teacher arrested for making out with an 11-year-old boy at school. Mark, we went to school in kind of the same era. You never heard these kind of stories back then?
No, the power zeitgeist has switched to women who feel empowered to do this. In fact, in this particular case, for over 2.5-3 years, I've now been calling for cameras in all the nation's classrooms, and I hope Trump picks up the ball on this thing. The unions are going to go ballistic, but again, we have cameras everywhere else except the most important item that should be on camera, and that's our children, our nation's children. And they have an ability, the unions, teachers' unions, have a lot of power. And I'm sure that they will fight this, but nevertheless, it's a fight worth having. This woman not only made out with an 11-year-old, she moved his desk closer to the teacher's desk so she could play footsie with him during class.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's the world we live in. Let's ask your opinion. You know, Kristi Noem is done, right, as a potential vice president.
She may be done politically. I mean, let alone vice president.
Yeah.
You can't go shooting these dogs in the head. And I think she threw her pet goat in there to boot.
Well, the goat won't get as much sympathy as the dog.
Poor goat. I mean, who weeps for the goat? The greatest of all time.
We should make T-shirts. Who weeps for the goat?
Weeps for the goat? I mean, the goat got shot in the head and dumped in the yard as well.
You know, you network with so many different people, and we respect your opinion here. If you were a gambler, who would you be betting on? Is Tulsi Gabbard one of the possibilities?
Well, people are really, the rhinos are betting on Tim Scott. I think it have to have some sort of impeachment or assassination insurance. And that doesn't mean J.D. Vance. You don't take someone out of the Senate and make them vice president. You know, it's got to be somebody like Kerry Lake, like Vivek, you know, like someone who is going to make them think twice before they remove Trump from office.
You know,
my choices are, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Kerry Lake, or Vivek. Those are my top five choices.
And what's the latest on RFK? I watched a documentary the other day on the, they called it the Irish Mafia, you know, that was around the Kennedys. And do you find it stunning that not a single Kennedy will break ranks to support RFK Jr.?
Well, it turns out he had surgery to remove a giant worm in his head.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning.
He showed up on Eric Bolling the other night, two nights ago, with a giant gash in his forehead. And I thought that's where they took the worm out. But no, that's a separate injury that he now has to his head from some sort of accident. I'm not really sure what happened there with his head, but he had a giant tapeworm in his brain that caused him memory damage and all kinds of problems.
Huh. I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a worm that eats your brain and dies.
And then, yeah, I guess it dies inside of your head, and then you have to have surgery. How it gets in there, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got some problems, Greg. You got to admit, he's got some unique issues. He's got cognitive problems. He's got vocal problems. He's going to be 70 years old himself. Problems. He's got his entire Kennedy family problems. The fact that he's not allowed to have Secret Service problems. I mean, holy crap.
Mark, I also want to say thank you because as of today, you have been part of the show for 1 year. That's hard to believe.
Happy anniversary to you.
To us, man.
Happy anniversary. Did we miss any week, Greg?
1 week. 1 week in all of this time.
And that was travel.
That was travel. Travel
week.
And then Thanksgiving. Ohio. But I can't thank you for being such a reliably great resource for the show. I get out there in public. We have Wednesday night gatherings where we meet listeners. Everybody brings up your name. This is Must Listen Radio.
That's so bizarre. But, I mean, nicely bizarre.
And maybe one day we'll have that morning show, man.
Oh, dude, we got to get that morning show. That's the goal, bro.
Yeah,
we got to do some drive time, you know, morning sound effects, the whole thing. You know, we need
the
whole thing.
As we watch our stars rise. Like that.
There it is. That's the sound. There it is.
I can't thank you enough, man. I am beyond grateful for your time every week, and we'll look forward to next week. Anything you want to tout for Untold Stories coming up next?
We're doing a guy on Tuesday, the inside dark secret truth of Watergate journalist Bob Woodward.
Ooh, can't wait for that.
The following week is called Bernstein.
In the meantime, friends, look up America's Untold Stories on YouTube. Pick an episode. Just pick any episode. You're going to get hooked. I'm warning you now. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Rosie. The check's in the mail. I love you, honey. Sorry,
okay.
It didn't work out.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye, honey.
It ain't complete unless he has his little message to Rosie at the end. So what is going on with you two anyway?
When I called him today, he said, "What's for dinner tonight?" I said, fish.
That's great. What's for dinner tonight? I will not be one to start rumors on that kind of thing. No. Brant McDonald, I didn't even look and see what the market did today.
Brant wanted to know if he could call in early. The guys won last night. He said, we smashed them. So they've got a game again tonight, which you know they go into the semifinals. And so...
Well, we can, but we got David.
Yeah, I told him that.
All right, so if we can do a condensed thing right at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Let's get to it. In the meantime, if you want great financial advice or want to talk about a plan for your future, the number for Invista Advisors is 387-0094.
Traffic is brought to you by the Alabama Hospital Association. Caregivers, teachers, job creators, and more. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org.
353.
Well, we just had an accident. I-85 northbound right around Forest Avenue, and traffic is backed up almost all the way to the interchange at this point. They are working that one right now. We've also got another accident from earlier, East South Boulevard at Narrow Lane. And, by the way, if you go up Narrow Lane headed towards Huntington College, there's Glen Groton right before the college. Got a minor accident there. Buckle up. Be safe. Traffic's very heavy everywhere. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor or their website, thompsontractor.com, for more details. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
At Epicure and Jack's Tavern, every dish and sauce is freshly made in their kitchen, daily. No cans, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious food prepared with love. Experience the difference fresh ingredients make. Join them for a meal that tastes like home.
In your meal on a sweet note with their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino's homemade desserts at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Indulge in unique creations that change daily because every meal deserves a happy ending. Sweet, savory, and everything in between. Experience the dessert delights at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely.
But what's the occasion? I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hello, Montgomery. Mark Talley here, host of The Score on WCOV Fox 20. I'd like to invite you to join us weekday mornings at 6 on Fox 20 for the latest sports news and insight. You can also check out show clips or stream entire episodes of The Score at WCOV.com. On The Score, we bring you the best high school, college, and professional sports news for Central Alabama. Join us on The Score weekdays, 6 a.m. on WCOV Fox 20.
It's officially festival season. Looking for a weekend full of entertainment that the whole family can enjoy? Join us in historic downtown Prattville this weekend for the Prattville City Fest.
Friday, May 10th at 6 p.m., enjoy a concert performance featuring the Tip Tops. And then Saturday from 9 till 4, come back for a day of arts and crafts, food, entertainment, and kids' activities. Admission is only $2. Kids 5 and under are free.
The Prattville City Fest on Main Street in downtown Prattville. Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. Visit PrattvilleCityFest.com for more info.
When you're hit with a life crisis, the tendency, I can manage this. Yeah, you can manage it into something far worse. It's also a tendency to feel alone. It's so important. You know, they use the word counsel when it comes to attorneys for a reason. It's not just expertise on the law. It's being able to understand the human side of the equation and give you advice that will help you navigate the storm that's coming your way. Whether it's a divorce, somebody from the past asking for more, trying to change an arrangement that was comfortably in place. Whatever the case, don't let your emotions run the day. Instead, run your fingers over 819-4810 and reach out for help from Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. The legal expertise is there. What's important to you going through a situation like that is to know that you've got people in your corner, on your side, who are doing everything within their power to be your best advocate and doing it with a passion. That's what makes Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson so extraordinary. It's their passion for what they do. And you want that on your side, whether it's a court of law, a mediation hearing, they're qualified mediators, by the way, or a judge's chamber. There's another attorney present. You want them on your side.